Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, we're talking to Sean Salona at Florida Tile. He's Director of Marketing. How you doing, Sean?
Good, good. Good morning, Kemp.
Yeah, thanks for being with us this morning. I wanted to talk to you because you're actually in the news today. We're running on FloorDaily.net the fact that you've just gotten your PTCA certification, which says that you've got certified porcelain tile. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. The Porcelain Tile Certification Agency was developed by the CTDA and the TCNA as an agency that would follow through with the certification of porcelain tile. Mm-hmm. And it's really just to benefit the customer, really, from lesser products that were claiming the porcelain name.
Mm-hmm. So porcelain means that it's denser, it's got, to qualify, it's got like, what's the definition, like 0.5?
Porcelain tile would be less than 0.5%.
Yeah.
Water absorption.
Right, right.
And that's a big factor when you're talking about the density of the product.
Right. So it means it'll work in commercial environments. It'll work outside. It's just
exactly.
It's a better product. Yeah.
Right. The frost resistance is there, so it doesn't have any effect from the freeze-thaw cycle, which is very important in northern states. Not so much down here in Florida.
Well, it's especially important for you guys because I think you guys were known back, way back when. I mean, you've been making tile for a long time, and the original Florida tile was known for that red body tile that I think you made up in Georgia. Isn't that right?
Yeah, actually, Florida Tile started in 1954, and they were the leader in that industry, the Monoporosa. They actually developed themselves here in Florida and then in Georgia. But now we have a brand new factory in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. In 2007, they just did a $15 million investment up there. Mm-hmm. And I would say that 95% of our floor tile is porcelain.
Yeah. And you're no company to sneeze at, too. I'm telling you, we did our annual report last year, and you're one of the top five domestic producers. We had you, at about $100 million, I think, and that's just in floor. That doesn't count what you do in wall tile.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of the big guys. With this major investment up in Kentucky, you are, making product just as good as the rest of the leaders in the industry, and you've kind of left that red body ceramic behind you, haven't you?
Yes, we have. I mean, we do have a couple of series. We have a Koto series that's a red body, and obviously some of our wall tile is red body, but we still have a lot of porcelain wall tile as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and that's also produced in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky.
All right.
But I think a lot of people don't really know that about us, and they don't know that we're a domestic manufacturer with huge capabilities there in Kentucky. So the more people listen to this, the better.
That's right. And you're actually owned by an Italian company. You're owned by the Panaria Group. How long ago did they buy you? Do you know?
The Panaria Group purchased Florida Tile, I believe, in 2006.
Okay. So, again, made in the USA, most of it made in Kentucky. I think over time, if you've gotten Kentucky online, for a while there was a mix, some import, some domestic, but now most of what you sell is domestic, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And you also sell, you sell other products. You sell stone and granite and marble too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We have mosaics, metal, glass. We have natural stone. We have ceramic. We have the whole line.
Yeah. And your channels of distribution, you have, I think, 25 of your own showrooms that you sell, direct to consumer in certain places. But then, and you have your, assortments that are specific for that. But you also sell through distribution to independent flooring retailers, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, everybody knows that the market is soft right now, and so it's a good time to be looking strategically and making changes. What kind of trends are you seeing out there in the marketplace?
Some of the trends that we're seeing right now, like you said, people that are wanting porcelain, I think the consumer is becoming more aware of what it is, and with this certification, hopefully we can educate them a little bit on exactly what benefits there are to porcelain.
Mm-hmm.
Also, of course, the large format tile is still becoming more and more popular. We see it now moving up into the northern states where it was more popular before in southern states, but that trend is moving north. And with our product line, we see more brighter colors coming out, trying to get away from the creams and the beiges, and we're going to have some darker grays and some browns. So I think that's going to be well received.
All right. You know, another trend that we're seeing is the with the economy the way it is and the American consumer wanting our economy to recover first, they want to buy made in the USA products. And you've got two advantages. You're here in this country now. You get Italian design look because of your ownership relationship, and yet you're not penalized by those currency exchange rates if you're having to source products from overseas, right?
Exactly. And probably 75% of our products are made here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And by the end of this year, it's going to be about 90. We're coming out with about 9 products this year. Mm-hmm. 4 of them have already been launched. And the other 5 will be launched in the third and fourth quarter.
Okay. So, all right. And I guess you're going to coverings here in about 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks, right?
Yes, that's correct. We will be at coverings. We have a large booth there right in the front. Beautiful redesign for this year. We're continuing to invest in trade shows and advertising, and we're trying to keep our name out there and let everybody know that we're still here.
Yeah.
And we're still producing in the United States.
Yeah. I mean, not only are you still here, I mean, you're one of the top 5. I mean, yes, sure, the market's off, but these are tough times to, you know, just be spending for going to shows, but you got to do it, don't you?
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, and one other little thing. I mean, you're a new name to Florida Tile, Sean. You actually, when did you come over to the Florida Tile?
I just started February 1st.
Okay. But you've been in the business for a while, haven't you?
I have been, yes.
Yeah.
Previously, I worked with Roca Tile down in Miami.
Yeah.
And then before that, I was with United States Ceramic Tile in Ohio.
All right. Well, and you're in the big league with Florida Tile, and I appreciate you spending time with us. We're talking today to Sean because of your certification, the fact that most of your products now have PTA certification for that they are porcelain.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking to Sean Salona, who's Director of Marketing with Florida Tile, and I'm Ken Parr with FloraDaily.net.